Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
Maar dit is my so lekker om met haar te gesels en ek moet sê in hierdie 2 dae Brad wat ek nou nie by die werk was nie wat ek nou al siek is vir 5 dae en alles het ek nog op baie aan alles gedink wat Zanti altyd met ons deel. Ja. Baie van die dinge het net so deur my kop gegaan en sy het laas ook gepraat oor hoe belangrik dit is om minder te doen baie keer en uit te kom by dit wat belangrik is en daai selfsorg, jy weet en dit is so voorreg het sy ook weekliks met ons deel van ons vrouens het maar 'n touch met die hart, jy weet. So sy is internasionale spreker, sy is die stigter van die Babies Behind Bars projek met die veerder besigheidsvrou en ook voormalige mevrou Verenigde Nasies internasionaal. Zanti, goeiemôre.
Goeiemôre julle.
Hallo.
Ek is net so geseën, nee, om met julle twee te kan chat elke woensdag. Ek wil dit net vir julle sê.
What a nice thing to say.
So lekker.
Oh, dankie. Is vir ons net so lekker.
Ek wil dit net sê. En waar ek gaan praat vanoggend sluit julle twee ook in, hoor? Yes. So ek
Ons ore is gespits, hoor? Hulle staan groot. Ons luister.
Weet julle nie, ek moet sê toe ek nou op lig kom, toe gesels hier oor 'n verjaarsdaglysie en ek moet sê, ek het 'n kind wat 25 geword vandag en jeug net weer besef hoe gebles ons is om net elke dag te kan opstaan, nê.
Ja.
Ons begin die dag, ons spring ons uit bed uit en as jy ek is, dan sê jy God of gat. En as jy dan God kies, jy weet, dan is op pad. Nou gaat ons, nê, en ons dag begin. En sonder om eers te dink, joeg, daar's mense wat nie opgestaan het vanoggend nie. Daar's mense wat nie asem kon trek vanoggend nie. Daar's mense deur die nag hemel toe. Daar's mense wat sou wou gee, maak nie saak hoe sleg jou dag vandag is nie, om net jou dag te kon leef. Bietjie perspektief en dis in daai lig wat ek bietjie met myself eerste en dan met almal van ons luisteraars en ek gaan met almal in die studio wil gesels vanoggend en ek gaan vanoggend wegspring met my storie. Want hierdie storie is so kragtig. Ek dink ek het hom so 6 jaar, 7 jaar terug gedeel en deur dit om net weer na my te gebring en net weer my sê Zanti, maar dis eintlik waaroor dit gaan. So vanoggend wil ek vir jou voorstel aan Charles Plum. Nou Charles Plum was a US Navy jet pilot in Vietnam. So jy kan nou dink hoe lank terug was dit, né? After 75 combat missions, his plane was destroyed by a surface-to-air missile. Plum ejected and parachuted into enemy hands. He was captured and spent 6 years in a communist Vietnamese prison. He survived this ordeal, guys, together, and shares one of the many experiences he had and lessons he learned. One day when Plum and his wife were sitting in a restaurant, a man from another table came up to him and said, "You are Plum. You flew jet fighters in Vietnam from aircraft Kitty Hawk. You were shot down, weren't you? But how in the world did you know that?" asked Plum. I think ek het net program geskryf.
Ja.
Hierdie man se antwoord het my lewe verander. The man said to him, "Because I packed your parachute, sir." Plum gasped in surprise and gratitude. The man thumped his hand and said, "I guess it worked." Plum assured him, "It sure did, sir. If you did it, if your chute hadn't worked, I wouldn't be here today." But you see, Plum couldn't sleep that night. Net soos ek toe ek hierdie story hoor. Thinking about that man, he says, "I kept wondering what he might have looked like in a Navy uniform. A white hat, a bib in the back, a bell-bottom trousers. I wondered how many times I may have seen him and not even said good morning or how are you or anything, because you see, I was a fighter pilot and he was just a sailor." Sure. Plum thought of the many hours this sailor spent on a long wooden table in the bowels of the ship, carefully weaving the shrouds and folding the silks of each parachute. holding in his hands each time the fate of someone he didn't even know. Die vraag wat ek vir jou vanoggend het, and the question I have for myself, is who is packing your parachute? Who helps you get through every day? Makes the day easier, safer, more pleasant? Or for who are you packing a parachute today? Because you see, each one of us are touched by individuals who provide what we need to make it through a day. Mm-hmm. Praise those people. Ek wil vandag vir jou sê, vir my, en ons is so bevoorreg in ons land om 11 tale te hê, nê? En doe jouself een guns en leer 'n bietjie tale, nê? Ek mal oor tale, ek nooit goed gedoen op tale, of kon nie, maar ek laf tale. En in Zulu groet mense mekaar met Siyabonga.
Ja.
Weet jy wat beteken dit? Dis die enigste groet in die wêreld wat vir iemand sê, as jy iemand groet met Siyabonga, I see you.
So.
Is dit nie die mooiste alou, nê? Ek sien jou.
Ja.
The people around you, jylle vanoggend, die technikiste daar by jylle, jylle twee, the petrol attendants, waiters, your parents, your kids, teachers, caregivers, your wife, your husband. We need many kinds of parachutes to live this life and survive every day.
Yeah.
Ek het psychische parachutes nodig. Ek het mentale, emotional, spiritual parachutes nodig. You call on all of these before you reach safety. Ek daag jou uit vandag. I'm challenging you to praise the people around you. For when you support the kind of behavior that you respect, you are making it more likely to happen again. Wat het jy sê?
Ja.
When you support, when you support the kind of behavior that you respect, you are making it more likely to happen again.
Ja.
Be aware. Ek wil in aanhalingstekens vir jou oggend sê, see the parachute packers in your life. Salute them, honor them, praise them, and live a life of intent where you notice need and care and become a parachute packer for those around you.
Ja.
Ek sluit af vir oggend en met Romeine 12 vers 10 en dan wil ek regtig net vir ons bid dat die Here ons sal help. Maar mag Romeine 12 vers 10 deel van jou wese word vanoggend, deel van jou lewe word vanoggend wat sê love one another deeply, brothers and sisters. Outdo one another in showing honor. Kan jy glo dat dit so staan? Outdo one another in showing honor.
Ja.
Challenge yourself today to see. Here, ek kom voor die vanoggend en ek dank jy net vir boldness. Boldness that we can come into your throne room, Lord. Jesus, you died so that we can boldly step into that throne room. The place where your heart beats for us. Lord, the place where the rhythm of our heartbeat is written. Lord, the place where you love us unconditionally, even if it's tough to love ourselves. Lord, this morning I pray that you would make us spiritually aware, that you will open our eyes to those around us that pack our parachutes every day. Lord, even with the petrol price as high as it is, may we say thank you when we fill our tank. Honor somebody that does a job. Honor them, Lord. Help us to see even the least among us. May we never lose kindness, Lord, because that is your heart flowing through each one of us. May we today be reminded that we are not alone. We cannot do this life alone. But we need people, Lord. May we honor them. May we see them. And may your love flow through us and make their day special as well. Mm. May no one pass us without being touched by you, Lord. That is my prayer this morning. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Zanti, dit voel omtrent, ek voel letterlik of hy my gedagtes afgeluister het in die laaste paar dae, want toe ek siek is, ek sê vir Brad, ek lê daar, ek kan niks van iemand beteken nie, en ewe skielik maak niks saak nie, nie jou talent nie, nie jou persoonlikheid is nie eers daar nie, jy is net 'n liggaam wat asemhaal, en ek was so dankbaar vir die parachute packers in my lewe, jy weet die mense wat daai boodskap stuur, waar jy niks vir dit kan terugbeteken nie, maar wat jy die omgee so kan ervaar, en dis presies waar ek al gedink het is, sien ons mekaar rarig raak, so, dankie dat jy daai betekenis ook, Brad het geweet wat dit beteken, toe jy sê die Abonga, toe sê dadelijk vir my, maak jy sy oor so groot, so I see you.
I see you,
and we see you, en ons waardeer weer verskriklik baie, jy moet 'n heerlike week hê.
Ach, dankie vir julle ook en almal in daai beautiful Kaap.
Dankie.
Tot volgende week.
Bye.
Bye, Zanti.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.